Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College presents Liberty Mail with the student fellows of Faith and Freedom.
Welcome back to Liberty Mail for a very special episode with Aaron Jenks
and Grace Riley.
And we are here, not in the underground studio, but in the National Harbor, right outside our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., and we are here for CPAC Convention 2023.
Yeah, we're super excited. This is going to be a really fun time for us and a really cool time to be on the ground here while CPAC is going on.
Yeah, a ton of new speakers coming in today and coming up tomorrow this weekend. We have Senator Ted Cruz, Senator John Kennedy, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and then looking forward, we even have future presidential candidates. We have Nikki Haley coming up, Tulsi Gabbard maybe throwing her hat in the ring, but coming into CPAC. And then even former President Donald Trump is coming to cap off the weekend. So a number of great speakers coming up this week, and then also just a great time for conservative groups and organizations to get together. And we'll kind of give you the scoop on what the general feel is like coming up this week, what groups and what they're kind of preaching this week. And we're excited to just get that information to you guys.
Yeah, and we're recording this here on the first day. So once you hear this and are watching this episode, it'll be passed. But we're excited here on the first day. Aaron, who are you the most excited to hear speak?
I'm really looking forward to Nikki Haley talking. Her throwing her hat into the ring for the presidential candidacy is going to be interesting. And I think she actually is going to garner quite a bit of support. So seeing what her message is, especially because CPAC, I know last year our takeaway, probably number one takeaway, was that how heavily favored CPAC was in, for Trump. So this will be interesting this year to see how her throwing her hat in the ring mixes in with that. How about you? Who are you most excited about?
I think it certainly will be interesting. I'm excited to see some of the journalists I follow. I'm excited to see Katie Pavlich and Sarah Carter. They're both really great. And I'm excited for Trump as well, and I think it'll be interesting to also hear what his message is and to see will that support still be around him this year, or how is that going to go with so many Republicans throwing themselves into the race.
That's a great point. And hopefully to get some answers on that, we'll be covering the straw poll that CPAC does every year. But in addition to that, we'll have our own little survey that we will be going around and asking people to do politely, and hopefully that will garner some really good information that we can talk about on the second episode to come. So this is kind of the intro episode of the week.
Yeah, and the thing about CPAC too is when we're talking about these political candidates and the presidential race is that's going to really set the stage for kind of who the energy is behind. I think CPAC this year will tell us a lot about who people are supporting, who people are the most excited for. The straw poll's always interesting. And obviously, it doesn't dictate everything, but it's an interesting thing to consider and will definitely set somewhat of a stage and energy behind certain candidates. So that will be interesting as we watch it unfold, especially with so much uncertainty in the Republican Party, because a lot of people don't know who they would pick, or a lot of people don't know who the nominee would be. So that's definitely something that's interesting to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we're so glad to be given this opportunity from the Institute for Faith and Freedom to come down to CPAC this year. It's a great opportunity, like I said, to just understand what's happening in the conservative movement, see who the leaders are going to be potentially in the next coming years. And then, like I said, the organizations who are taking the ground roots, push forward and leadership on the ground. And so before we hop into other stuff, I wanted to get to some of the other deliverables that we as Liberty Mail want to bring to you. So we'll be doing that survey, like I said, a second episode. And then the last one, which I haven't mentioned, is man on the street interviews. And those are going to be super fun because that's where you really get the feel of, okay, well, what is the general vibe of this session? And then one of the interesting questions we want to ask is hot takes, but we won't get into our hot takes today. But then I do want to get into the main question that we want to ask and figure out is, okay, well, in your political opinion, what is the top issue that needs to be addressed right now from leadership, and then what is lacking right now? Do you have any
take on that? I would say I think that question is going to be a really interesting one to ask attendees here to kind of see what their focus is on and what they care about. Personally, I think that's a huge question, even though we came up with it. I think It's a big question that's hard to put one answer to, because on one level, if you start kind of at the roots of it, I think looking at the education system, that's a serious issue where young kids are, you know, being indoctrinated, and there's a lot going on in the schools that is not good. So that then flows up to the other much bigger problems and on a generational level. So I think that is a problem. I think obviously where we stand on the world stage is really important, and there's a lot of globalist efforts going on. That's really important. There's a lot to talk about with the economy and things going on. Obviously, there's a lot to talk about too, like in the news right now, there's everything going on with the environmental problems. There's a lot to talk about there. And another big issue that doesn't ever go away is the corruption in the government and how big it's gotten. And I think with leftist politicians, how far left their policies are becoming. So I think there are plenty of interesting answers that I'm sure that we'll hear from this. And it's hard for me to pick one.
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to put the nail on that pin.
Yeah.
But like you said, there's going to be a wide variety of answers given. Already, I feel like we're going to see more of, at least from last year's CPAC, we're going to see more of that mainstream, maybe even cable news reaction to, okay, well, I think people are going to be talking about the war in Ukraine quite a bit, mm-hmm. and funding on a world stage, like you were saying.
Yeah, and then, strength on a world stage and what we're seeing with that, and even the strength and weakness of our military, because our military has not been getting stronger in a lot of ways. There have been a lot of problems with recruitment and otherwise, so there's a lot to discuss there, even with our strength on the world stage.
Yeah, Senator John Kennedy actually had a tweet or something put out along the lines of peace through strength,
mm-hmm.
and so we'll see if he touches on that topic again. And then also, I think, going with the kind of main narrative, education is popular for CPAC attendees, and I think they'll hit it hard. I would really like to see, I think my like top issue, if I had to put it on, would just be inflation, and for mm-hmm. them to really hit leadership to hit that topic hard.
Yeah.
Because I really feel like they're getting away from it. And like you said, they want to move into kind of the culture aspects of politics maybe. And so we'll see what top issues they bring up. But
well, and with inflation, that's something that impacts Americans day to day. That's a huge problem that impacts Americans on a daily basis. So that certainly is something that should be focused on. And even the cultural issues as well. I would say also the biggest issue maybe that we face, especially from a Christian perspective, is the fact that, you know, God is not present in very much of our culture. I mean, not that people don't want to prioritize God, that people are becoming less and less religious over the generations. I think that's a problem that then links to a lot of other problems.
Yeah, and we've definitely hit on that mm-hmm. theme throughout the podcast on other episodes. But it is interesting. We'll see if we can ask people what kind of place they think Christianity has within conservatism. I know we did that last year a little bit, and you get a wide variety. And quite often, even within the conservative movement, you get a lot of people saying, no, well, we don't need Christianity to inform conservatism. But here at the Institute for Faith and Freedom and Grove City, we know it is inherently valuable to how we play within politics and how we view our ethics within politics.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so just looking over all of that, there'll be a lot of really interesting things. So we will be asking attendees, again, those questions and kind of talking through some of those things. So be on the lookout for videos on that. And also just for CPAC as a whole, why do you think it's so important? My thought is very much so that it's important, and the reason that we should be here is because with everything going on especially, it's the time for us to come and to stand for the values that have made America so great. And, you know, uniting behind that is so important. So I really hope that out of this, there hopefully is some more unity within conservatives pushing forward to unite behind those values and really create change for our nation. Because right now, like the leadership we have right now obviously is a problem. There have been a lot of problems in our country these past few years. So there's a lot of things I think that need to be changed and fixed, and we need leaders that are going to prioritize the American citizens and who are going to put America first and create policies that will help our country and not hurt it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely evident from what we're seeing, but then I really think that CPAC acts as a great medium as a medium of accountability throughout politics. And I mean that in the sense of, like, even if you think of political parties and how they act as kind of a medium of exchange between voters and politicians, I think CPAC gives that to where, okay, as a voter and as a citizen, you can really voice your opinion. And the leaders are all here, they're all gathered up. They're interested in what we're going to say, and then they're interested in how we're going to vote. Mm-hmm. So it's one of our, it's an event where we can really be vocal about what we want as conservatives in a movement, and it gives us that accountability, or it gives accountability to the politicians, I think.
Yeah, and that drives back to a really good point as well, that the power is in the hands of the people, you know, like, it should be. And I think having leaders that respect that and want to ensure that that's the case and that corruption, you know, is on the lesser side is important.
So we'll see where our kind of predictions and our feel for the week will head out in the second episode coming up. I wanted to say, because I forgot to do this in the introduction, but please go on YouTube. We have just a beautiful view of the Potomac River here at our set. Our producer Don put up a great set for us.
It's probably the best set we've had. This is a pretty nice, it's a nice set. So we'll miss it when we go to the underground studio.
The dark underground studio. Mm-hmm. But thanks for tuning in today. And we'll, like I said, we'll see what our feel is like and what our predictions look
like. Yeah, so be on the lookout for the next few videos that we'll have coming out, as well as more episodes as always. We'll have another episode covering the remainder of CPAC and kind of more of an analysis following it. So be on the lookout for that. We're really excited to enjoy this event and are thankful for the Institute's support in doing so. So thank you for supporting us and for listening. And please like, subscribe, and come back soon.
Thank you.
For more information on the Institute for Faith and Freedom, visit faithandfreedom.com.